Hello, everybody. I greet you in the name of the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. This is Stephen McFarlane from St. Mark's, and what a pleasure it is to be sharing with you today. Let's bow our heads, shall we? Our Lord God, at this time, the world that we live in is quiet. It's as if all of creation's waiting for something, for someone. And as we celebrate Holy Week, we see you approaching the theatre of Golgotha, ready to take the stage and offer yourself on the cross. And the whole world holds its breath. Something's about to happen. And the question's got to be, what will they think about it? What will we think about it? What will we do about it? So, Lord God, we come before you, praying that you will open our spiritual ears and eyes, that we may hear your word and see your glory, and make the right choices today. And Lord, thanks for this hardy dar that's helping. Bless us, we pray. Amen. Okay, the scripture I want to share with you today, we're in Holy Week, and obviously we're looking at Jesus going towards the cross. And now we've got him in the Last Supper. And John chapter 13, verses 21 to 32, they say, after he had said this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, very truly, I tell you, one of you is going to betray me. His disciples stared at each other at a loss to know which of them he meant. And one of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter motioned to this disciple and said, ask him which one he means. Leaning back against Jesus, he asked him, Lord, who is it? And Jesus answered, it is the one to whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish. And then, dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. As soon as Jesus took the bread, Satan entered into him. So Jesus said to him, what you're about to do, do it quickly. But no one at the meal understood why Jesus said this to him. And since Judas was in charge of the money, some thought he was telling him to go buy what was needed for the festival or to give something to the poor. As soon as Judas had taken the bread, he went out. And it was night. And when he was gone, Jesus said, and now the Son of Man is glorified and God is glorified in him. And if God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once. And Father God, as we now move into the message, my prayer is that you would take me out of the way. Don't let me get in the way of your message, because, wow, what a message it is. So speak to us, we pray, and open our ears. Amen. Jesus dipped the piece of bread and he gave it to Judas Iscariot. And this is the same Jesus who had said, I am the bread of life. So in effect, he was offering himself the bread of life to his disciple. And pretty much he was giving it to Judas and saying, here am I. Do with me whatever you choose to. And Judas, he allowed Satan to fill him, and he betrayed the Son of God. And it was night. A darkness covered the world as Judas chose the wrong. And the Son of God, the Almighty, was glorified. And our decisions and our actions hurt him. But he works all things for good, irrespective of us. And the Son of Man is glorified by God, and God is glorified in him and by him. And the Son of Man suffered much. He was mocked and spat upon. He was beaten, crowned with thorns. And he was beaten on top of the thorns. And he was crucified, and he hung there for hours, for pretty much eternity. And also from today's lectionary, we've got Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2 to 3. And it says that he endured the cross and the scorn from sinners, but he endured it for the joy set before him. So you've got to ask, did the joy set before him take away the pain and the humiliation? No, not at all. But he endured it anyway, knowing it would bring glory to God, who would share the glory with him. And we're in lockdown now. Excuse me, that's not COVID. We're in lockdown now. And some use this time to whinge and whine and complain. And others see this bit of suffering that we're going through as nothing compared to what Jesus went through. And some use it as a God-given opportunity to slow down and to reconnect with him who is the author and finisher of our faith. And the Creator is offering us a piece of bread today, himself. Accept it. Accept him. Bring glory to God by what we do with him, with it and with him. And don't make this world a darker place by choosing wrongly. Back to the lectionary, Isaiah 50 verse 4 says, "The sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, awakens my ear to listen like one being instructed." And that's the way to experience the blessings of God at this time. To spend time with him. We've got lots of time on our hands. Spend time with him and listen like one being instructed. In the mornings, get up early, spend time with him. Open your ears, be expectant to hear the voice of God, and he will speak to you. And yes, the world's going to mock you. They're going to shake their heads at you, and because you're not immersing yourself in the frivolous things, the ungodliness of this world. And that's okay. Be strong. Glorify your God through your life. And remember, as Isaiah says in chapter 7, verse 9, if you don't stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all. So let's bow our heads again. So, our Lord God, as we turn on our televisions these days, we see a world that's changing very rapidly. And it's easy to get swept up in the panic and to ask what this world's coming to. But please, turn our eyes upon Jesus and make him the focus of our lives and the cross and the one who glorified it, make them central to us. So Lord God, please help us make the right choices that our lives might bring glory to your name. And thank you for your choices, your choices. You chose to do that for us. We thank you and for your sacrifice. And Lord, we simply pray that you will help us to respond appropriately. And we pray that in the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. So my friends, what I want to share with you then is that message. May the Lord bless you and use this quiet time to draw nearer to him. Amen. Bye-bye.